The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
For me, my attitude is, who cares about the interest rate? It's not about the interest rate, it's about the deal. The deal, for the most part, if you ever do your homework or you do your research, if a deal is a win or a loss solely based off of the interest rate, odds are more so than not, it's not a good deal.
Yeah.
So for somebody like myself, I don't focus on interest rates. I focus on the deal, the overall deal. And then the part that the interest rate plays in it is not the primary aspect of the entire deal. Yeah. So for me, I don't care about interest rates.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Something else I read is that most people have, I think, interest rates under like 6% or something like that. But those who locked in those 2 and 3% like a few years ago feel trapped, and they feel like they don't want to buy at like a 6 or 7, whatever.
They don't feel trapped. They don't realize that they are trapped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't realize that they are trapped. And then here's the thing I would really wish people would stop doing. Mm-hmm. Stop taking it personal. I could talk to the camera.
Yeah.
Stop taking it personal. So when I say that the majority of the people that acquired their properties in the last handful of years, 2020, 2021, 2022, with the low 2%, 3%, even 4% interest rate, you are now stuck. I didn't say that you're not stuck and you're unhappy. Because you're going to have people are going to comment in this interview saying, I'll be happy with my 2%, 3% interest rate. Good for you. When I normally talk to people, I'm predominantly speaking to people that are saying that they're looking to invest in real estate, not just simply acquire real estate. There's a big difference. If you're looking to buy real estate for you and your family, you gainfully employed through your business or gainfully employed through employment, whatever it is, and you and your spouse decide that you guys are going to put your money together to acquire said real estate, paid whatever it is, and you are okay with maintaining the payments for the lifestyle that it brings for you and your family, buy it. I didn't say that you're right or wrong. What I'm saying to you is, if you're happy, buy it. The people that I'm talking to are the people that are entering this business with intentions of investing in this real estate to grow and build out a portfolio. You agree with me, right?
Yeah.
That's who I'm talking to. So stop taking it personal. So for those people that bought their properties, the vast majority of them that bought their properties in a handful of years at the 2%, the 3% interest rate, the majority of you overpaid. Watch this, everybody. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, price has been at an all-time high, so most likely, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just me.
It's not.
you talk to a seasoned investor, they're going to say the same thing that I'm saying. So here's the thing. You got your 2% interest rate. You overpaid for your property. You're barely already affording the current mortgage at the 2%, 3%, 4% interest rate. Your property value shot up. Bravo. Equity means absolutely nothing if you can't tap it. Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Equity means absolutely nothing if you can't tap into it. So here's the problem. You got your 2% interest rate, your 3% interest rate, your 4% interest rate. Now the average interest rate is around 7%. Mm-hmm. Your property value shot up 20, 30%. You barely afford the current mortgage at the 2% interest rate.
Hey, there are so many real estate opportunities out there in 2024, and I don't want you to miss out. You might feel like you don't have good credit. You might feel like you don't have a lot of money. You might even feel that interest rates are too high or that the home prices are too high. Believe me, I completely understand. The good thing is there's still a ton of opportunity out there, and it's important for you to get ready for when your time comes. When I got started, I didn't have a lot of money. In fact, I was living in a 300 square foot apartment at the time, and I still managed to get that first property. What that means is that you just need some creativity and a plan, as well as the right information, and you can do it too. I want you to join me at my 5-day challenge. It's called Keys to Home Ownership, and it is free. General admission to the challenge is free. And in this challenge, you'll learn how to create a foundation for success. You'll learn how to run the numbers and analyze properties to ensure that you're going to make cash flow before you even go forward with that property. You're going to learn how to fund that property. You're going to learn about grants for home buyers and so much more. I want to see you there. And as I mentioned, general admission to this 5-day virtual challenge is 100% free. So you have no excuse. Click the link in the description. We get started on Sunday, March 3rd, which is very soon. So click the link in the description and get your ticket today.
So with Logic, are you going to refinance and tap into that equity?
Of course not.
You are now stuck. Congratulations. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So stop taking it personal. It's simple math.
Yep.
So now since you're stuck, even with the equity in it, you can't even sell it. Because if you sold it, you have to buy the next property at the new prices that all the homes are at the higher interest rate that you could barely afford at the 2%, 3%. So what does that mean? You are stuck. Stop taking it personal. So that's why I tell people, stop focusing on the interest rate, focus on the deal. If it happens to be that the interest rate is at a lower interest rate, and you bought a great opportunity, and then it's cash flowing for you, or you was able to flip it and cash out and make a whole bunch of money, who's better than you? Yep. Let's make it even better. The interest rates are at a 7%, 8%. Imagine you bought yourself an amazing deal at a 7 or an 8%. We could talk about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
At a 7 or 8%, you're even better than the person at the 2 or 3%. Why? You got options. You got options. So when you looking to invest, you want to be able to have as many options as possible so that when it's time to pivot, like what we're doing now, you have the ability to do so.
Yep.
So that's all I'm here to tell the people, man. I'm here to share with the people because the majority of the people ain't going to tell you this. They're not going to tell you this. I wish that when I first started out in 2023, 2024, I had somebody school me to the game. I was just excited I got to the table. I was excited I was able to put my name on a deed and said that I own this property.
Yeah.
Only to realize that I bought me a horrendous, horrendous deal.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to avoid our people, especially people that look like us, minimizing them going through that too.
Definitely. No, I love that. I love that. What do you think is going to happen in the market as the rates go down? What do you think is
going
to be?
With the rates going down, prices are going to shoot up higher. People that stood on the sideline, for whatever the reason is, and I'm not even just talking investors, mm-hmm. they're going to all start pushing to start acquiring. So they're going to jump in the market. The market's going to go even crazier.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be priced out. So this whole time, when people were stacking up their money through illegal activity, do I need to mention it?
We know what it is.
Okay. So everybody, we all know what was going on in 2020, 2021. Everybody was making money. So unless you took that money, leveraged that money in preparation for what's about to happen in 2024 and 2025, you're missing out on the greatest opportunity of your life. So market property values are going to shoot up. That's going to be greater opportunity to make a whole lot of money. People that prep themselves, people that financially set themselves up to be able to spend money are going to be able to capitalize, but then a vast majority of people are going to be on the sidelines.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. remember when we first did our first interview in 2021, you said the pain is coming.
Yeah.
Do you think it's here? Or has it already come, or is it still coming?
Oh, no, we ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet, bro. Here's partly why.
Mm-hmm.
Rents went up.
Mm, they did.
The pain is coming, everybody. Rents went up in the last 2 to 3 years, on average, 30% across the country. 40% across the country. Your income didn't increase that fast. You feeling the pressure. Not you, brother. The people.
Yeah.
You feeling the pressure, right? You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. If you thought that it was harder for you to find a house to acquire this year, a year ago, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.